Sanhedrin Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. A melech loy don veloy donen oso. A king, this the Rav says, is talking about Malchei Yisrael, not Malchei Beis Yehuda. This is regular Malchei Yisrael. They weren't as kosher as the Malchei Beis David, and therefore a melech loy don veloy donen oso. They can't be a judge, and we can't judge them because of Maisa that happened with Yanai HaMelech. But Malchus Beis David, since they are subservient to Divrei Torah and Divrei Chachamim, there won't be any takala that comes from them, and therefore there's no gzeira on that. Pasuk says, Beis David ko amar Hashem dino leboker mishpat. We learn there that Beis David could be dayanim, and they could be judged. However, the Gemara learns that regardless, we never have a melech in the Sanhedrin, because nobody's allowed to be chaylik on a melech. And if you have a melech on the Sanhedrin, so everybody else is going to say their opinions first, and then you're going to make the melech wait a long time to say his, because nobody's allowed to be chaylik, so he would say his last. However, when you get to a smaller based in, I guess it's not a problem, because if, let's say, it's only three, you can have two say their opinion, and then you have the melech say his. Lo meid, he can't testify, lo meidin oso. We don't testify on him. Since we can't judge him, we don't testify against him, and also we don't allow him to give edus. This again, the Mefarshim point out, is Malchei Yisrael, not Malchus Beis David, because of chashash that they're not going to listen to the Chachamim. One of the things they have to do when they give edus is to stand, and there's a Maisud Yanei Melech that didn't want to stand Bezmana edus. Lo choletz v'lo chotzen l'ishto. We don't have him do chalitza to his dead brother's wife. It's not derech kavod that she would spit by him. And also v'lo chotzen l'ishto. And if he dies, we don't do chalitza to his wife, because there's a few reasons given. Taisyanta brings Rashi. One of the reasons is because since one of the reasons for chalitza is to matir a woman to go l'shuk, but a melech, his wife, since she's not allowed to marry anybody else after the melech dies, not covered to the melech, therefore there's no point of doing chalitza. You see here that chalitza, the point of chalitza is dafka to allow a woman, latira l'shuk, to allow her to go marry. But you see that if she's not allowed to go marry, then there's no din of chalitza. And also, lo miyabim, v'lo miyabim li'ishto. Taisyanta brings that it's a gnai to him, that he's like filling his brother's place, which is what Yibum is, and he's a melech. Also, the Rav says, because since he can't do chalitza, the klal is that Yibum and chalitza are tali with each other. And any woman that can't do chalitza, so he can't do chalitza to her, because it's not a kavod, you can't do Yibum as well. That's another reason. We don't do Yibum to his wife, meaning if the melech dies, because a person's not allowed to marry the almana of a melech. Rebida says that even though the klal is melech shemochel al kvoido, ein kvodo mochel, he can't be mochel on his kavod. Here, for kiyum mitzvah, the Gemara says, since he's being a mitzvah of chalitza or yibum, he's allowed to do it, and he's zachal atov. Amrulo, Sacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, ain't shoymin lo. No, we don't listen if he says this. Even l'tzarech mitzvah, he can't be machal kvoido. Vei noisin almanoso, and you can't marry the almana of a kohen gadol. Rabbi Yehuda, oimer noisei hamelech, almanoso shomelech. There's one exception, Rabbi Yehuda says, that a king can marry the almana of another king. Shekein matzinu b'david, shenas almanoso shoshol, shenemar, that David HaMelech married the Almana of Shaul, that it said that the house of Shaul was given over to David HaMelech along with the women there. However, the Chacham disagreed, and the Chacham learned that the women of the house were not talking about Shaul's wives, but rather Shaul's daughters that David did marry. And the Rav actually says that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda here, that a Melech can marry the Almana of another Melech.